Nampa Republican Representative John Vanderwoude says his bill charts a responsible rollout of the Medicaid expansion initiative that voters approved in November. His legislation is slightly different than a version this same committee considered but voted not to act on a few weeks ago. The bill has several provisions. The one that's drawing the most attention from supporters of expansion would require Medicaid recipients to work 20 hours a week, either paid or community service. They'd have to report their hours monthly to the state as a condition of continuing their medical benefits. Expansion supporters say that would put an unnecessary burden on those who receive coverage. They say it would also create an expensive new layer of government. Nearly all of those who testified urged the committee to oppose the bill. Many were health professionals. They included Brian Whitlock, president of the Idaho Hospital Association.
This bill changes the good intent of that ballot measure, and I think at the end of the day, you will find that it creates more bureaucracy, not less. It will cost more, not less, and it will do bad things to good people.
Whitlock urged the committee to hold the bill, but this time Republicans such as Megan Blanksma rallied behind the legislation and voted to send it to the full House without an endorsement.
We need to have the opportunity to discuss it as a full body rather than just holding it in the House Health and Welfare Committee. I think that there's also, although it was not reflected in today's hearing, a lot of us are from districts outside of the Boise metro area, and we've also had a lot of communication with our citizens that are not as passionate to expand Medicaid in the way that Proposition 2 did.
Supporters of the initiative have criticized the move to send the bill to the House floor. They note the move came on the same day that a Senate bill to make it more difficult to qualify initiatives for the Idaho ballot cleared a Senate committee on Wednesday. A third bill, sponsored by Senator Fred Martin, was introduced in a Senate committee. It includes minimal restrictions for those on Medicaid and access to a voluntary work training program. It will receive a full hearing in the near future. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.